Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Cleaving, a story of marriage, meat and obsession. Written and read by Julie Powell.
Josh passes again. He keeps barreling up and down the length of the shop, from counter to office to cooler to kitchen to back stair, arranging the case, grabbing invoices, pulling out primals to be cut down, checking on how the sausages are coming, going out back for a smoke break. A bear of a guy, with a big voice to match and a cheerfully profane word for everyone. He's like an animal in a well-designed, spacious zoo, relatively comfortable but still prone to restless pacing. I briefly try to picture this guy submitting to a suit and tie, a maze of cubicles. The image is laugh-out-loud funny. "You got your lid?" he says, without pausing in his circuit, tapping the brim of his own cap. "Oh, right. I do, actually." I trot back to the table and chairs in the back of the shop, behind the front cooler, where I've dumped my stuff. I'm pretty proud that I remembered, on my first day, to bring a hat, and a good one, too. A brown leather New Zealand bush hat that fits me like I was born to it. I wear it at a slight tilt over one eye, jauntily. I have lost and found this precious object, enough times to bring to mind the phrase, "God looks after fools and drunks." I have had many dreams in which this hat has featured prominently. So the idea of wearing it all day, every day, to keep my hair in place while I'm learning to cut up large animals, the air of sexy, tomboyish bravado this hat will help me exude, is privately exciting. I yank it onto my head and almost dash back to the table, where Tom, a tall man with a slight stoop, a black mustache, and a goofy grin, is already pulling a second leg toward the edge of the table. Tom is a master butcher, has been doing this all his life, just as his father taught him. When Josh decided to open a shop a few years ago, he knew no more about butchering than what he had gleaned from some visits to his grandfather's kosher butcher shop in Brooklyn as a child. So he hired Tom not just to help cut meat, but to teach him and his employees, of which I suppose I'm now one, sort of. "Start by taking off the trotter here." Holding the hoof in his left hand and the knife in his right, he runs his blade around and straight through the first joint, taking off the foot with one smooth, spiraling motion. He tosses the foot to the table. "Go ahead, you do it. Piece of cake.